Blog Talk Radio.
This is Kelly from Kelly's Holistic Healing on Blog Talk Radio. So I started the show with that noise. What is it? That's what we call a rain stick. And today's show is Electromagnetic Energy Healing. That's the title of the show. And it's only a 15-minute show. So in this show, I'm going to briefly touch on what it is, exactly what is electromagnetic energy healing, and how I utilize tools during my sessions with my clients to enhance their well-being and vitality and their body's natural pulse and vibration. So the rain stick's really cool. Because that sound signifies purification from the Native Americans. And what I do is, it's not only the tools that I use, but it's that ability to tap into the frequency and your electromagnetic pulse that enhances the ability for your body to come to a state of well-being during our sessions. So in about 2000, I became certified in electromagnetic energy healing. I should back up a little bit. I went to college at Becker College and have a bachelor's degree in human services and associates in science. And one of my internships I did at a wellness center in Worcester. So, of course, you know, me being interested in all things mind, body, spirit, I took many of their classes. And there was this really cool lady named Selena Rodriguez. And she was teaching and certifying people in electromagnetic energy healing. Very intensive workshop. So I participated in that. And years later, I realized as a healer that many of the tools that I was utilizing was actually from the electromagnetic energy field. And I was tapping into that. You know, when you're an intuitive healer, like I've always seen energy and felt energy and felt that pulse and seen that pulse all around, you do things and it comes and you allow it to happen. And for me personally, I get into that zone where I'm that channel and my mind's out of the way and I'm just allowing the highest frequencies to come through for that person that I'm working with at that moment. And analyzing is not something I try to do, because I feel like once you analyze it in that zone, you've lost something. So oftentimes what happens is I have that realization and that analyzation later on in life. But I am studied in many healing modalities, but also a lot of it's just very intuitive. As I'm with that client, like I said, things call to me. So I use the electromagnetic energy healing as a tool for enhancing the flow of energy in your body and enhancing the vitality and your natural vibration. And many of the tools that I use are actually very shamanistic, and that just happened naturally as well, because I do like sound, and I feel like there's a frequency to many of the ancient instruments. So between me and my instruments, and it's almost like they call to me, each one in a different way during a session, and I know what sound needs to go where at that moment. So I literally will play the instrument and the vibration of that sound I put right next to my client in a particular area. And at the same time, I'm pretty much in a trance state. So deeply I'm tapping into that vibration with my client. I do become one with their vibration during the session. And that is something that also naturally happens through time and through my practice. So the tools that I use are the rain stick, the drum. I have a beautiful set of gongs, Tibetan gongs. And there's many different sounds each one makes, and they call out to me as well. So I also use that frequency during sessions, and also many crystals and stones. Now, you're going to ask me later on, well, what does each crystal do, and what does each stone do? But I don't work like that, because it also calls out to me intuitively, just from years and years of practice and working with them. So, and it's different each time for each person. I'm less about, okay, it must be this way in my practice. This does this and this is that. And I'm more of just listening to the absolute universal wisdom that's coming through and just allowing my natural intuitive and energy healing abilities to work with that person. And at the same time, it's very important to get on the same level with my clients and see where they're at and what their belief systems are and work with that out of respect, of course. You know, it's about making people comfortable and very non-denominational. Just without love and healing. Whatever your belief systems are, that's okay. I'm not trying to change any of that. I'm just trying to see where you're at so I can help you. Because, of course, that's what my heart desires in my practice. So holistic healing is something that also should be explained. Holistic means your whole self. And I believe we're a mind, a body, and a soul. And some people call that a frequency. So I try to work on all of those levels. Let's see, how much time do we have left? My screen says 8 minutes, but I've been tricked before. Because I think I have 8 minutes, and then I get the little message, and 90 seconds left, so, hey, we'll just keep on going and see what happens. So, also during a session, you lie or you sit down, and I ask you to just take a moment, close your eyes, and be silent, and say to yourself, I am open to this feeling, because your mind matters. If you truly are in that space and open for the healing to take place, wonderful things can happen. Now, I've also seen people that just don't believe that they could heal or feel better or believe in really the practice of holistic healing, and that's tough. That's really difficult to work with. Those people are tough nuts to crack. Trust me, I live with one. But through time and with patience, I have been able to have some effects, even with the closed-minded individuals. I find that as a holistic healer, you can offer everybody something. It may even just be being in that space and allowing the person in front of you to talk in a non-judgmental way, just to be present and also to be encouraging. That is something that happens a lot during the sessions. People have talk therapy and they let things go, things they've been holding on to for a while. And that in itself is very powerful. I just felt like it was important in this episode to actually explain what it is that I do and how it works on a simplistic level, as simplistic as I can explain it to people. Because when I get into the zone, it's all very intense and much more detailed. I see and feel quite a lot with people, and I see where the roots of illness come from and try to work in those areas. And also, after sessions, after the energy session is complete, also use talking and some wisdom that came through during the session to help my client's mind stay in the zone that it needs to stay in to keep their body in ultimate flow for the energy. And we all come and go from that flow. That's normal. We're daily existence. But just don't forget that you can come back to it at any time. Leaving that space for it. Very important. So at the moment, I am a healer in Cape Cod, Massachusetts. And my plan next year is also to be doing the same work in Florida, probably Orlando. So my husband doesn't have to experience a slow season here on the Cape. He's a limo driver and a musician. And slow seasons are not very fruitful for a family with two children. And with bills or for anybody, for that matter, I'm sure. So yeah, just know that the sessions are very deeply relaxing and a time where you can just be open and allow the healing to take place. Okay, it says we have 90 seconds, so I'm going to end with the vibration of the rain stick. If anybody would like to schedule a session, you can call or text 774-269-9710. Also, connect with me on Facebook, Kelly's Holistic Healing. And I'll also have a link up on this episode for my website. My website's my name, kellyroy.com, KellyRoy.com. And all of this energy healing that I do, I can do long distance. You don't have to be up close and personal, but you can be if you want to. Offer divine readings, which is a way to tap into the universal wisdom. So I hope everybody has a blessed day and you walk your path lightly. And I would love to connect with people. So hit me up. Have a great day, everybody. Bye-bye.